Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie James. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Taylor. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ron Taylor. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Flood reaches second base with a double. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Cranepool fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Cranepool. Flood scores. Grote moves to third. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness takes first base on ball four. Fernandez moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Flood strikes out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards center. Pearsall fields it and throws to second to catch Altman for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Javier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Flood moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harkness hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier misplays the ball. That's an error on Javier. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Javier reaches third base with a triple. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver is walked intentionally. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groat bunts towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunt covering, for the out. Flood moves to second. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Coleman for a passed ball. Flood moves to third. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-3 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snider throws the ball into Hunt, who tags James, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Javier strikes out. Coleman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Javier out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harkness hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Jim Pearsall. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Choo Choo Coleman. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Cannell moves to second. Diomedes Olivo now pitching. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Oliver for a passed ball. Cannell moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.